So the big question is this: how do entrepreneurial salespeople like us, who have traditionally sold alone and used gut and intuition to hit their number, take their innate talents and begin selling using science, technology, and the secrets of thousands who have done it before to crush their quota and change the world? That is the question, and this podcast provides the answers. Good morning, everybody. It's another day. I wanted to get to some other trends as I drive into work today and think about some of the things that are coming in 2019 that I think all of us need to be aware of. I hit 1 through 5 the other day. I want to hit another 5 this morning, maybe 6, depending on how long my commute is. Let's start at the top. Sales engagement tools become foundational for every tech stack. If you're not familiar with sales engagement tools, these are often referred to as sales cadence tools. You would see these tools in companies like InsideSales.com. So I might be a little biased on this one. Outreach, SalesLoft would be kind of the three main ones. Those are our big competitors. So trend number one is, interesting, you may not know this, Salesforce says goodbye to undifferentiated cadence tools like our competitors Outreach and SalesLoft. Guys, this one's going to be interesting. Salesforce is entering the market in the sales cadence space, and rightfully so. You've got multiple players. Inside Sales has been in here in this space for more than a decade. You've got some new people in the last couple of years, and they got good technology. Don't get me wrong. It's become lucrative. Salesforce has seen this. They're going to jump in the space. And as you see them come in, they'll get rid of undifferentiated tools like an Outreach and a SalesLoft, who are more just of a cadence tool. And you'll really see the beginning of the end for these type of undifferentiated cadence tools. And this gives a big place for us, like Inside Sales, to jump in with really differentiated cadence tools that are more intelligent. Again, think of Inside Sales in the cadence world like a cadence with an opinion, whereas you've just got, you know, cadence. So that's number one. Number two, I think sales cadence tools finally get what they've had coming to them, which is all 8 communication methods rapping and rolling, rocking on all cylinders. You know as well as I do that when it comes to reaching out to your prospects, email and phone, they're awesome. But they can't be all you do as part of your cadence strategy. Companies have faked integrations, but it's truthfully sloppy, and reps know it. You know, there's buttons here and there, and it's a little bit of a fake, if I'm truthfully honest. Now, there are 8 communication methods reps need to consider using when prospecting to potential clients: phone, voicemail, email, social media, direct mailer, text, video with email and chat. Now, some of you may argue and say that's not true, or, you know, you debate me. There's plenty to debate. A lot of us geeks debate this a lot. Like, wait a minute, is video and email really a communication method? Isn't it just embedded in email? Yes, but I think you could argue voicemail is really just part of the phone, and text is too. And so it gets a little interesting. I like to list these out because whether you want to call them individual communication methods or subsets, they're things that should be used. So bottom line is, in 2019, anybody who's offering a cadence tool, we all just need to kind of shut up, quit making excuses, and give us the ability to use all 8 communication methods. Now, speaking of communication methods, let's dive into a couple of those, because I do think communication methods continue to evolve. Number one on this, AI makes cold calling cool again. So cold calling's dead, right? I mean, that's the mantra. That's the conversation that I think, everybody has, and if you put it online, you're absolutely guaranteed to get like a million views because people love the conversation. But I don't think it's dead anymore to the help of artificial intelligence. Let me give you kind of an example here. So with traditional cold calling, you choose a random list of accounts, and you started smiling and dialing. That was kind of the way it worked. Now, cold calling with AI says you choose a list of accounts that are also really considering buying your product or service in a particular moment. Another example, with traditional cold calling, you call a lot of random 800 numbers. But calling with AI means calling proven phone numbers that have already been tested by others. And what I mean by that is this conversation that's really powerful around collective intelligence. And you've heard us mention it on the show before. What it means is, rather than just you using your data, what you do is you combine that with the collective intelligence of all sellers, much like Amazon does on its platform or Netflix does on its platform. When you combine that, the insights you can get from everybody makes it extremely, extremely powerful. Okay, maybe a couple more examples. Traditional cold calling says you should call whenever you want, whereas cold calling with AI tells you the optimal time to call. Traditional cold calling means blindly knowing nothing about your prospects. Now, AI-based phone calls provides insights presented to the caller so you don't have to spend precious time researching. Traditional cold calling says you just randomly use scripts on everybody, but AI, it allows you to get that personalization, that relevancy in your pitch based on different aspects of the individual. So calling is not dead, you guys. AI is going to really give this another chance. And I think it'll be cool again with AI. Okay. What else I got up my sleeve here? I got to be careful as I don't want to kill myself as I talk here. Direct mailers. Let's talk direct mailers for just a minute here. Direct mailer becomes a preferred tool for sales representatives, not just marketers. Now, as part of the account-based movement, you guys, we saw marketing people start to pick up on this trend, watch it move into sales in a major way. I know, I was literally presenting to a group the other day, and they're like, you know, what are you talking about? Like snail mail? And I was like, yes. Snail mail. Your parents used it for sales, but for a long period of time, mailers truthfully kind of fell by the wayside. HubSpot pioneered the inbound movement. I just mentioned the account-based concept taking back a lot of share as really the dominant sales motion. However, automated direct mailer services functioning with a click of a button. Tools like Rocket Notes, if you haven't heard of those guys, direct mailer services, you guys, will be moving from marketing departments to sales representatives, and they will be coming widely adopted. So that's direct mail. Let's hit a couple of others. Text messaging. This is a tough one, but I do think text messaging is going to get some new features, and it's got to break into sales. A lot of people wonder why text messaging isn't already used heavily in sales. And if you're a good rep, you'll use it in more the bottom of the funnel as you get to know people and build that relationship. That's kind of a given. As you move a little more up the funnel, smart companies are using text messages to really dive in on the appointment set, like setting and reminding conversations around appointments. I think that's a pretty important one as people think through that. But all in all, when it comes to text messaging, there's a lot of, you got to be careful because you need consent to text. But smart companies are putting this up the chain as inbound leads come in. They're giving them the opt-in to text and using that in a strategic format. So don't expect this to go away. It just needs to get bigger as we think about text messaging. So that's, I think, a pretty good lay of the land. Maybe let me do one more here. I think email should probably be talked about as well. I mean, email doesn't appear to be going away. We're having more challenges of getting into the inbox and not going to spam. I mean, this is a marketing problem, but sales now act so much like marketers. This is now a marketing problem as well. So one big trend, though, I do see in email is long-form emails make their way into the sales function. This is pretty tactical, but go with me for just a minute. I mean, personalization has pushed email so hard that simple plain text emails just were rock. They rock, and they still do. Most people, most salespeople know that. Most marketers know that. But this idea of long-form content is something your prospects associate with higher value. Now, I know people complain about short attention spans, but as long as your prospects are engaged, they will pay attention. Don't believe me? Look at some examples out there, you guys. Think about Twitter. Short. Well, guys, it changed its character limit from 140 to 280. It went longer. Now, again, that's not necessarily long form, but go with me that we're seeing in some cases that longer can be better. It doesn't have to be 140 characters. Think about binge watching in Netflix, that type of world. Oh, so no one will stick in a movie theater, you know, or watching TV for more than just a couple hours. That's why we need to make these shows 30 minutes. People are watching, you know, eight hours of shows as they think about binge watching. So I don't believe that. And why? Because it's good quality. So I don't think you can just take a step back in sales and be like, oh, two-line sentences, you know, email shorter the better. And there's truth to it. But again, recognize value for value. You give them value, give them value back in their time. So those are the kind of the 6 through 11, let's call those 6 through 11, trends. And as I think about my top 50 going into 2019, I'll make sure I put in the show notes a link to the blog post that I put some of these down on. We just did a webinar. Maybe I'll throw that in there as well. Dave Elkington, CEO of Inside Sales, and I debated some of these pretty heavily. But I'd love to hear your opinions. Again, always feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. Happy to debate and discuss top trends for 2019. Remember, success, just one play away. Want more sales secrets? Go to salessecrets.io to receive copies of our latest research and best practice content to help you crush your quota.